NCHairperson Love Momaduku told a news conference in Harare today that the July 31 national elections were free, fair and credible, despite views to the contrary by MDC founding president Morgan Tsvangirai and local monitors.
The NCA on its part is convinced that the votes cast on 31 July 2013 were the votes counted and announced. The NCA does not know the reasons for that pattern of voting. The essence of an electoral system based on a secret one person, one vote is that each of the voters can only be sure about the vote he or she has cast. Provided that the votes have been cast freely, the result is binding. The way forward is to focus on moving the country forward while preparing for the next election. The interests of this country require that we all move forward, focusing on building the economy of the country, deepening its democratic systems, promoting peace and unity, and encouraging all of us to participate in the public affairs of our country. We should put the election behind us and take lessons for the future. Finally, the NCA wishes to commend ZEC for discharging its responsibilities diligently, despite the severe constraints it faced.
Maduku urged Mr. Tsvangirai to concede defeat and urged him and his party to organize for the next elections due in 2018.
The election results have been announced. There are winners and losers. Every election has its winners and losers. Given the peaceful nature of these elections and the compelling need to move our country forward, the NCA urges the losers to concede defeat and take the country out of the permanent election mode it has been in for several years now. In urging the losers to concede defeat and let the country move on, the NCA is not losing sight of the continuing desire by the people of Zimbabwe to have democratic and genuinely free and fair elections.
But Mr. Tsvangirai remains adamant that the polls were rigged in favor of ZANU-PF, adding that he will soon be approaching the courts, the African Union, and the Southern African Development Community for redress. In the absence of key democratic reforms, the Premier says the July 31 poll results do not reflect the will of Zimbabweans.
I think it would be unfair to place the burden on the victim, to say the victim must accept that the perpetrator of the action has done the right thing. I will not legitimize the illegitimate. And if people think that they have resolved the issue by asking Tsvangirai to endorse the illegitimate, no, I will not do it. The people of Zimbabwe will not do it. And please, I think those who would like to wash their hands over this issue, they will do so. But Zimbabweans will have to contend with this situation on a daily basis.
Western countries such as Britain, Australia and the United States have also begged Mr. Tsvangirai in rejecting the outcome of last week's polls that saw President Robert Mugabe romping to victory with 61% of the total votes cast. Meanwhile, the Democratic Alliance Party of South Africa today refused to sign a report of the SADC Parliamentary Forum endorsing the polls, saying it was clear that there were several irregularities that rendered the poll outcome illegitimate. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.